Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It is 9:48. Total Information AM continues. I'm Debbie Monterey along with Carol Daniel. And if you have a high school age student who is looking at colleges for the next several years, you may be unaware of how the process has changed recently. Carol and I and Megan and Joe Pott, we've all been discussing how low stakes it was, how unstressed we were when we applied for college.
It was nothing at all.
Years ago. Nothing to worry about. It was pretty easy. Well, joining us right now on the Quiver River guest line is STL Today columnist Aisha Sultan. She's dealt with this in the past couple of years personally and has also written a parent's guide to today's crazy world of college applications. And Aisha, I have to say, it was not too long ago, maybe 6 months, a year ago, we were discussing this and you totally stressed me out telling me what to expect.
I know. Hey, Debbie. Hi, Carol. Hi. I know, because the first time I went through it with my daughter a couple of years ago, I was caught off guard by how different it was from when I applied, how much work it was and how stressful it felt. And so that's why I felt like now that I've gone through it the second time, a little bit of perspective, I need to share some of this with parents who might be unprepared.
Number one, it is not too early, because I know parents probably think you go to college in August, we'll just apply in April of that same year.
That's when most colleges give their decisions, you know, and the early deadlines are usually November 1st, and then the regular deadlines might be as early as December or January 1st. You kind of have to start thinking about the whole thing pretty early on.
And this was something when we applied for colleges, I don't think any of us had our parents involved in the process at all. And now parents almost have to get involved because you need a flow chart to figure out all of the different elements to all of these college applications.
Right. And that's, I think, what was so surprising to me. I mean, my parents were immigrants to this country, like had never gone through the college application process. So it was totally on me to like navigate and go through. And like you said, I mean, I think at some point I just told them, oh, I got accepted to this college. And they were like, okay, well, you need to figure out how you're going to pay for it. You know, but it's so different now, and it's much more complex and it's much more costly than it was. And it does require more parental oversight involvement, especially I think if your child is at a public school, like my kids go to public school, because the college counselors there have hundreds of students they have to help. So you have to be a little more involved than our parents were.
And we're saying the word involved, but I would say the word lead now, because I don't know how many 17-year-olds can get through it by themselves at all. And so, I mean, I know one of my brothers, I have three older brothers, and one of them, I mean, he absolutely led the process. So I don't want to downplay that for parents. You might end up doing it with some help from your child.
Well, and here's the thing. Like some, I mean, I have kids both of my children had very different approaches and feelings about quote unquote my involvement in it. And one of them really just wanted to be very independent. And I mean, of course, consulted me and, you know, we talked about it and I sort of checked in pretty frequently, but it was much more off-putting. And it was almost like this, get off my back. I want to figure this out. This is my own thing. I don't want you involved. Where I had another child who was much more open and, you know, really embraced whatever help and guidance I could offer. And I know there have been some parents with really high achieving kids and they worry like, my kid does not seem to be concerned or have made any decisions or have made any progress on this. And one thing I would say is like, we also have to relax a little, because if your child has performed well throughout high school, odds are very high they do want to go to college. Now they might be intimidated and stressed out and anxious about the process, but that doesn't mean they don't want to go or find a way to go. And I think just sort of, I think having conversations that don't feel like nagging, because that's like the number one way to get a teenager not to do something is to get on their case about it. But to say, hey, these are the things probably you need to start thinking about, or can we set a deadline for when you might have like 5 ideas or 3 ideas or 2 ideas for what you might want to write about, rather than saying, I need to see a draft of your personal statement by this time. I mean, I don't think that's going to work as well.
And kids are going to do a lot more writing for every application and every scholarship. There's probably going to be some amount of writing. So if your kid's not great at that, well, you might want to start working on it now. Is there a rule of thumb, Aisha, of how many schools kids should apply for? Because some kids only say, you know, I just want to go to this school. That's it. I just want to go to this one school. And other kids are going to want to apply to 25 schools.
Right. Well, I've seen the whole gamut. Like, I know some kids, like, you know, have said, okay, I go to this school and maybe one backup and that's it. That's all I need to worry about. I don't need to worry about anything else. And I had a student who I wrote a letter of recommendations for, so I had access to her Common App. She was applying to 30 schools.
What?
And I just was blown away that she even had the wherewithal to do that, but she did. She was a very motivated, organized student, and she did apply to 30 schools. But I would say that the average number, from what I could gather online, probably falls, you know, between six and eight, like people say, to have a couple of safety schools, that you know you're going to get into, a couple of schools that you're likely to get into, and then maybe a few that are going to be a reach and they have a very low acceptance rate, to give you some choices. Now, I think as long as you have one school that you know that you're for sure going to be accepted in because of the rolling admissions or the type of admissions process they have, and that you can be happy about saying you're going to attend, then that's good enough. And also, if you're just applying to, like, say, one state school, but you don't quite have the ACT score, or you might be on the bubble there, but that's really a school you have your heart set on, find out if your school participates in the A-plus program, because that can get you 2 years of free community college to get your associate's degree, after which you can transfer. It's a huge cost savings, and it gives you a really good backup plan in case something doesn't work out the way you expect.
All guidance counselors are not created equal.
I know.
So.
Yeah, I know. And you know what? I would say that it's helpful to double check every aspect of that application before your child hits submit, even if they tell you they have it done, even if they tell you the guidance counselors looked over it, because there are, like you said, there's like 7 or 8 different sections now that all have to be reviewed and filled out with information that the counselor might not even know all that, be privy to all that information. And then, you know, don't even get me started on the whole application for financial aid. Those are really involved.
Oh, I'm having PTSD right now.
Yes,
thinking of the FAFSA.
And I did finish the FAFSA. I did send it off. Then I got an email that only my daughter can get the information, which I thought was unfair because I filled it out. And then I got an email saying you have not yet submitted the FAFSA. And then I freaked out because I'm like, "What do you? What? I don't know."
So it begins.
Oh yes.
I know. And then it's like, and then there's the FAFSA, there's the CSS, which is even more detailed. And then, yeah, you don't really know. I mean, it's not straightforward, easy process.
Well, we have to go. It is such a very real issue for parents. And by the way, let us add that if your child is not going to college, even filling out a job application is something that mom, dad, you, grandma, you might want to step in there, get involved in. Aisha's Parents Guide to Today's Crazy World of College Applications can be found at the website stltoday.com. Great to have you on KMOX again.
Bye, guys.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.